And now a new segment here on Race's Edge. Over the spring semester, this program will be airing many of the audio produced by sound journalism students at the University of Technology, Sydney. To kick it off, Roman de Valance tackles the pressing issue about vaping. Despite laws against illicit trade in nicotine vapes introduced in 2024, consumers have turned to black market outlets, buying imported low-cost vapes resold at high markups. 20% of the Australian population have used a vape at least once in 2023, prompting calls for tougher border controls and a stronger public health campaign. Romain de Valance speaks to Emily Stockings from the Matilda Centre and former AFP detective Rohan Pike to find out more.
If you took a walk on the streets of Sydney, the sight of tobacconists and other retailers selling illegal vapes is fairly common. Within a 10-minute walk in the outer suburbs of Sydney, I can spot at least three shops selling illegal vapes, one of which is within meters of a police station. Stores like this have evaded the vaping regulations which were introduced in July and October of 2024, and is fueling the growing uptake of vaping in Australians. According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, the use of vapes has almost doubled since 2019, with 20% of the Australian population having used one once in their lifetime. Emily Stockings from the Matilda Centre says the government's anti-vaping laws had good intentions, but it's ended up driving people towards the illegal tobacco market.
So Australia has had, in the past few years, a lot of very quick changes in vaping regulations in a relatively short period of time. So long story short, it was making all vapes, nicotine or not, banned from July onwards, and then the access was changed in October to community pharmacies. Regardless of the regulations, there has always been a black market for vapes that are produced predominantly in China. They get shipped en masse into Australia and they find themselves in the hands of predominantly organized crime syndicates. They then distribute those to convenience stores as their outlet sales. Very, very few people are actually accessing their vapes through legitimate pharmaceutical means.
With illegal tobacco stores offering cheaper products, it's really no wonder why Australians go to buy vapes there. This has led to a growth of tobacco stores in New South Wales from 15,000 in 2018 to 20,000 in 2024, which former AFP tobacco detective Rowan Pike attributes to weak law enforcement.
The crime is rising and escalating quicker than the government's legislation can follow. So not only are the laws playing catch up, the penalties are also not a deterrent.
Because according to the National Drug Household Survey in 2023, 87% of people who vape are reporting that they source their vapes illegally. The demand is only likely to increase as vape prices further rise and prescription products become even less appealing. Penalties for illicit tobacco are minimal, just a $1,100 fine, making them rather insignificant to criminal gangs, who see them just as a cost of doing business. Because unlike drugs, illicit tobacco and vapes carry much lighter penalties, but they offer huge profits. With vapes being bought wholesale from China for as little as $2.50, they're sold in Australia for over 10 times that price. For Rowan Pike, the government's response has been too slow to stop these criminal gangs.
So the penalties are not sufficient to deter them. In particular, the fines that are levied, they're really made up for in profit within a week or so. And even seizing the products is doing absolutely nothing because the products are very cheap when they come in from overseas and they can restock those shops overnight and continue selling.
In 2024 alone, Border Force seized 6.6 million illegal vapes worth over $200 million, but many still slip through the cracks due to high import volumes. In response, the government announced a $157 million crackdown in March of 2025. But expert Emily Stockings says lasting change requires a multifaceted approach from the government.
Any public health response should be multifaceted. It should include public health campaigns, as well as individually targeted responses. I think what is the biggest gap at the moment is increased enforcement and compliance at the border, as well as on the ground. So just bumping up our enforcement and compliance activities, I think will have a big impact.
AFP Detective Rowan Pike agrees, saying the Australian government need to enact a national plan to tackle illegal tobacco.
So the government has to tackle that driver and make the price of the products more competitive for the legal product. And as for enforcement, they really need a national plan. They haven't got one as yet. They need to coordinate their activities. And if they're absolutely serious about stopping the advent of these shops, they're going to have to get far more serious about their enforcement.
Former AFP Detective Rohan Pike there, speaking to Roman Devalance about the continued rise of vaping and ending that report.